This lady is extremely special to me. Whatever I get out of order, she'll bring back in. She walks with God in a tremendous way. I trust her ministry. I can't even tell you how much I trust it. The healing balm of God works through her. In emotions, in physical healings, in miracles, and deliverance. Because I can tell you, she's been there, done that, and found out that His grace is sufficient. Will you welcome mine and Candy's and your very close and dear sister in the Lord, Donna Roberson? Hallelujah. This is a secret council of the Most High God over here. Okay, they're going to come out of this place, and I guarantee you'll be able to hear her. A miracle will take place.
Oh, right on. Woo. All right. I'm free. Hallelujah. Frank, this is mild comparing to the meeting I was in when they pulled my britches off. Power of God hit a lady. She rolled up my pants leg and pulled them down, low and back down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God it was an all-woman's meeting. I'm running around going, help, help. My britches are falling. No. I have no pride. You don't want a spirit of pride?
No.
I have no pride. Thank you, Jesus. See, when I was dysfunctional and in the world and mean and ornery, hard to imagine, isn't it? I was bad waiting for a place to happen. But I used to tell them, no matter how much poverty I hit, which is a shame, no matter how many times I got beat up, no matter how much I couldn't function, and I hurt other people, I'd always tell them, I have my pride. You're not going to take that from me, I'll kill you first. So you got to know how much it took God to break all that garbage out of me. I had to be the one that wouldn't cry, no matter when cigarettes were being put out on my arm, no matter how many times I got beat up, I wouldn't show any emotion. My stepdad was a 6-foot-something mean Irishman. Whenever he drank, he was mean. And he'd beat me so bad I'd have knots all up and down my legs and arms, and I'd sit there smoking a cigarette until, you know, any of y'all that smoke, you know, when you real hard, how the fire gets real big. And I'd just sit there and tell him, are you done? Can I put it out now? And he'd say, I'll put it out for you. And he'd take it and put it out on my arm. But I had that spirit of pride. It wouldn't let me show any emotion. Wouldn't let me do anything. No matter what it was dished out at me, I'd just sit there and tell, are you finished? The only good thing that come out of that is I'm still stubborn, but I have no pride. Because I told the devil when all these things started hitting, I said, I'm going to become your worst nightmare. I said, you're done. Don't quit. We don't have any quitting space. He's tried to position us and get us ready for years for the outpouring. You didn't stop and think not one minute that Satan wasn't going to pour his stuff out first. I saw it in the spirit. I saw a big black cloud roll in, and I even told some prayer people, I said, I don't know where all the destruction's going to hit, but it's hitting. From that time forward, we've seen several deaths. We've seen people beat up. We've seen families hit hard. And it's not good. But it's not the end.
Amen.
To me, it's only... See, I believe everybody goes, poor Job, but there's a lot to learn from Job. When Satan come to sift him, he could never, no matter what, he just counted his cost and he never indicted God. He worshipped him through every kind of thing and trial that came. And he did this: I have a good and a faithful and a just God. I love him. In other words, this is what I did to the devil too. I folded my arms this way and I said, you're not going to make me say I have a bad God. I said, he is my redeemer. He's my peace. And he loves me. Now, you might have slapped me a couple of times, devil, but he's going to beat you plumb to death. Amen. Amen. Glory.
Glory.
So, we'll just start this out the way I've always started a meeting. Let's everybody we know, I hate the devil.
I hate the devil.
And we're going to stomp all over him. He is under our feet.
He is under our feet.
We win.
We win.
Glory.
Glory.
Now, I'm a little... I thought, Bronk, I'm not going to have nothing to preach. You're preaching everything God gave me this morning. I spent a lot of time in worship last night, as I do all the time. Kate, I said, I'm real fun to travel with, you see, because we pray in tongues while the car is moving. We listen to either the New Testament or we listen to worship music, and it's quite a masikitiyadamasa. You only take a bathroom break. And when you fill up with gas, you get a bottle of Holy Ghost water, you fill up and start again. Amen?
Amen.
I've got a lot of prayer time in on this trip. Because I didn't fly. Except on the road. Every time I pass the policeman, I'm looking at my sister. Thank God I've got cruise control. That's the only thing that keeps me out of trouble. And then, you know, you cheat a little bit. Because you go, one, two, I see, if I do 3 miles ahead of the speed limit, I'm pretty sure they won't stop me on that one. Or at least a mile under, 5 miles over. Am I right? We push it to the limit. I got pulled over once when I was doing 7 over. No, I was probably doing 10 or 15 over. And he pulled me over and he says, are you in a hurry? I said, yes, sir, but... I said, that's not why I'm speeding. He said, it's not. And I said, no, sir, I have a real problem. I said, and I've been praying, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be delivered of it here pretty soon. It shocked him so bad, he only gave me a warning. You got to tell the truth. The truth will make you free. Amen. He said, but be careful, the next time I won't be this nice. And, thank you, Jesus. I've been watching it as much as I can. But I love to go. When I want to go, I want to get there.
Amen.
You know, none of this lollygagging around. If I want to go see scenery, I'll go find a place to look at it. But I want to get there in a hurry to go look at it. So, but that's the way I feel with the devil. I'm tired of waiting. Not because the Lord hasn't been faithful, but it's because He's dealt with me, and I'm sure tons of other people, on things we should be doing. And we let that little spirit of, oh, well, I'll do it tomorrow come in. But He's the God of today. And He's got me in the 2 Samuel. Because we've seen so many tragedies in my family in particular. And everybody else has gone through it too and are seeing tragedies. It's not just my family. It's anybody in the pursuit of God. He wants to destroy families and he wants to weaken it. If he can't do it by activating a devil in a family member, then he's going to do it through illnesses or sicknesses, anything that will discourage accidents. I mean, we all know my nephew Bill passed away at 36. That's too young. Then my brother's granddaughter at age 11. And I have some more friends that their grandson got killed last week, age 21. If I had to look at that picture, You know, I'd say, you could say in the natural you'd be discouraged, but I'm not. I see victory. I see it. And it's not like he's not attacking my family too, or me. When Bronk was praying for me, you know, the devil tried to kill me 2 days after my nephew's memorial. Hit me with a lot of physical things, but I've walked through cancer and I've walked through chemical poisoning, walked through being hit by a 3/4-ton truck. You'd think the devil would just give up on his old stupid self. I'm staying. I have no desire to leave the planet till I accomplish what God's called me to do. And I will not. And I will not agree with the devil. Amen? Now the good news is Jesus is alive and well, and he's still working. And he's working all the time. He's so merciful and kind, even when the enemy tries to hit our mind with fear and unbelief and doubt, he'll go, come on now. You know I love you. Come on, you can do this. Come on, just stand a little longer. I got your hand. I'm walking in the fire with you. You're not going to get burned or scorched. Just because 10,000 fell don't mean you are. Where is your confidence? Isn't it in me? Where's the trust? He'll restore everything the enemy stole from you. But you got to keep doing this. You got to stay in that fellowship with him. Because if you don't fellowship with him, how are you going to know what he's telling you? He's told me I was going to die so many times, and he used the mouth of physicians to do it. And I like the doctor I went to see the last time. He said, well, we could say it's lupus, we could say it's this, we could say it's that. And I said, and we could say it's healed, couldn't we? He said, I like your attitude. So now I got him saying words that educated people never say. You're going to get weller. He said, this might be a wellness place, but I'm getting weller. Just like I torment my brother Steve with. It's gooder. He said, that's not a word, Donner. And I said, it is if I said it. Amen? Did you not just hear it? It's a word. I'm getting weller. I may go to a wellness place from time to time, but I'm getting weller. If you can't have fun, you might as well hang it up. God had a sense of humor. I'm here. Somebody says, doesn't it embarrass you? Well, the way God does you sometimes, you know, they're talking about the laughing or the carrying on or maybe even the way I pronounce words. And I said, no. I said, I don't have any pride. And I said, but if you have some, I can pray for you and we'll get you delivered. I have a good attitude. It's healthy. God can do anything he wants. He's in charge of this vessel, not me. But I got to give him something to work with. Amen. I get aggravated when people keep agreeing with the devil. Well, it was bad today. Then it got worser. I said, I bet you just hurt all over, don't you? Yes, I do. But it's okay. I know God's doing something. I said, well, when can he get in there? I said, you know, I said, he hasn't changed that much. I said, when they whine that bad out in the wilderness, he made them go around the bush 40 more years. I said, how much more do you want to go? Now, sometimes I am that direct, but only when he tells me to be. I really don't like hurting anybody, but if it takes shocking them to wake them up versus having them die on me, I'd rather shock them. So, you know, when Bill passed away, I had a lot of people calling me asking me if I was mad at God, and I said, no. They said, I am, because there's somebody in their family didn't get healed. They said, we confessed and it didn't happen. And I said, and that made you mad at God? They said, yeah. And I said, well, then you didn't really have that relationship with him that you thought you had, did you? I said, because if you had it, you'd be trusting him right now. Amen? I know God did everything He could in all my family's situation. He didn't fall short of the glory. He can't. And He doesn't agree with evil. He didn't. The one I got, as close as I've come since I've been born again to slapping somebody. Other than casting out devils. So I don't even slap them then. I just go, go in the name of Jesus. You know, because if He said He could do it with the fingertip of God, so can I. But they said that God had this big bouquet in heaven. And so He needed to fill a spot in it. So He plucked Brianna and put them in that bouquet. I said, you mean God's got a flower shortage? I said, He doesn't have enough angels up there worshiping. He's going to kill kids to come and do it. I said, I don't think I agree with you. And I said, and I don't think I want you telling anybody in the family that stuff either. I said, it's not true. I said, God received her, but He didn't kill her. Amen? That's sick. That's sick thinking. I call that cop-out thinking. Because all you're doing is selling God short, and all you're advertising to people out there is, be careful, God might take His giant fly swatter and slap you next. So, I like the way you sang this morning, Candy. Bam! I'm bringing you home, honey. That'd be almost scary enough, wouldn't it? If you thought God would do that at random, wouldn't that scare you to worship Him and love on Him? See, these girls have a good daddy. They know that they can go to Him with any problem, and they love Him, and He loves on them. Not once, I don't think either one of you girls ever went to Him and expected Him to double up His fist and knock you across the room. It's not happening. Neither is our Heavenly Father. But the devil will. And he's so good at what he does, he'll get you to believe God did it if you don't know who you are in Him. That's what's wrong today. Everybody thinks they're double-minded. God loves me and He protects me. He does right after He kills me and raises me back up from the dead. He, you know, you can't be this way all the time. So, didn't. Pretty soon you get confused and kind of wacky. And then we just have to cast all them confused devils out of you. I'm feeling ornery. We have a lot of victories. And we're just barely scratching the surface of them. Now, most of you have heard the testimony I gave on Kate. I'm going to share a little bit on that again. Schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder. You know, all the stuff they say you can't be healed of, can't be cured of, can't happen. Paranoia. I probably didn't list all of them because the list was too long. Kate's gotten so free that even the doctors, because the psychiatrist wrote a letter giving all the glory to God. Amen. He said there was no cure. And he said these demons that chased after her appear to be gone when she got involved with Jesus. Now, that's not exactly how they wrote it. I put that letter out in my monthly letter. Because now, the head of the Department of Mental Health in Lafayette is wanting to take that letter and show it to several other psychiatrists all through the U.S. Because they're trying to find help for these people, and medication isn't doing it. So now they're having to acknowledge God did something. They even tried to say at first maybe they misdiagnosed her. You know how they do. But after her uncle, the psychiatrist, wrote the letter, they changed that theory too, to where it had to be God doing something. So Kate, stand up again. This is a free woman. She's going to be the firstborn of many as she goes into these institutions and gets people free. God's good. And then it gets gooder. I love what he's doing. I want to get to the place like the Roman centurion when he said, just send your word, Lord. And I know my servant will be healed because I'm a man of authority and I understand authority. We are men and women of God, of the Most High. Why we don't understand that authority, I have no idea. Because he has to bow his knee to the name of Jesus. The only time I see great, great difficulties is a young person learning what the Lord is about and a person that wants to maintain a double standard. When you're a baby, it's hard. When he's working with you to get through the strongholds in your life, it's not an easy pruning. Sometimes people quit halfway through it, and when they just hang on a little longer, you'd finish snipping off the bad limbs and you'd start bearing good fruit. I know I felt like Stumpy for years. It hurt. I mean, I always wore shoes that was 2, 3, 4 inches taller so I wouldn't have to lose so much weight. And I'm 5'4 without it, but when they flattened my hair, I kept telling everybody I was 5'6. They took away my shoes, flattened my hair, I was barely 5'4. I was living in this grand illusion. Then I'd wear shoes 3 and 4 inches taller, so, you know, stretch it. But by the time he got through pruning me, I felt like I was about 3 foot tall and I'd have to ask help getting something off the counter. No, we're taking that hate out of you now. We're going to take the unbelief out. Okay, let's take the hurt out now. Let's take the bitterness. Let's take the unforgiveness. Let's take all these things that's hindered your growth. Let's take it. Let's put it to the cross where it belongs. I paid too high a price for you, says the Lord, for you to hang on to these things. Because I loved you with a love everlasting. I died for you. I bore your sickness and I bore your shame. How dare you try to hang on to it and say you love me? That's how he talked to me. It put me in tears for days. Days. As he started healing all those places in my emotions. He said, you keep trusting me. You keep focused on me and don't look to the left and don't look to the right. I don't care what anybody else is doing or saying. What am I telling you? What am I telling you? You love me no matter what it looks like. You worship me no matter what it looks like. And you'll see victory on the other side. Amen. So he started bringing me into David. I love that. Because David, he went against all odds. All the time, didn't he? The ones he loved, like Saul and all that, they were always, you know, you talk about a devil activator. David was a devil activator. Even though he succumbed to sin and different other things, God loved him because he was quick to repent. Because he truly loved God. We might mess up, but there's not one reason why you can't get up and shake the dust off and start over. Just tell God you're sorry. The only one that remembers it after that is you. You're your own worst enemy sometimes. I know. I lived in the land of condemnation for 7 years, almost killed me. Devil's mean. He doesn't care how bad he torments you. He doesn't care. He kills babies. Why would he care what he did to you? That's what I keep telling people. Why would you want to set yourself in agreement with somebody like him? When you can have the Most High God. When you can have Jesus who will never quit loving you. He'll never forsake you and he'll never leave you. He loves you. But I like what David, he's cool. I can't sing, so I just have to say what he says. I make a joyful noise, and usually that's in my shower. Of course, Kate's been blessed with some of my screeching. In 22 verse 1 it said, "And David spake unto the Lord the words of this song, in the day that the Lord has delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. And he said, The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, the God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge and my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies." There's nothing in there that says we fail. Nothing. Nothing. You can't fail when you trust your Creator. Satan is just a dirty counterfeit coming around lying to people, and he even comes as an angel of light if you're not careful. If he can't get you any other way, he'll come in a pleasant form. I hate him. Famous, I can put that on my stone when I go. She hates the devil. I told the Lord, I said, "I'm not going to indict you. I never have. Even when I fell for 7 years, I never blamed God for the shortcomings I walked in." But he was still merciful and just when I told him I loved him and I was sorry. And he restored me as if I never did anything wrong.
Hallelujah.
That's just the way he operates. We're the ones that hang on to things. We need to learn to let it go. Now everybody thinks, you know, I like what you said, stick your head in the sand. You know, I have a devil for that one, Bron. It's the ostrich devil. I tell him, I said, I've said it for everywhere I preach. I said, we have a lot of ostrich devils. They stick their head in the sand, and it's everybody else's problem. You know, they won't do what it says to get over. They won't start doing this because it's too time consuming. You know, to have a relationship, you have to spend time. Isn't it that way with friends? Isn't it that way with your family? You have to spend time with them if you want a relationship. And the sad part of it is, with humans, you can't make them have one with you. See, my family was so dysfunctional, we put a whole new name to the meaning dysfunctional. I'm surprised my kids have turned out as well as they have with what I used to be. For years I was just a mess, you know, not doing anything in particular, but creating havoc everywhere I went. Then I worshiped Satan for a long time, created bigger messes. Then I became a workaholic. They had to live through all that stuff. So for them to turn out as well as they have, I'm grateful. Because they didn't have a good light. But see, when they started at times to use me for an excuse for while they were, I had to break that power too. I said, you have the same Jesus and the same Redeemer I do. And it's up to you to grab him. I've already repented for everything I've done and you can't use it against me anymore. Amen. I had to make a stand. Because it's easy to blame other people for where you're at. And I told him, I said, if that's the case, I'd never get over anything. You know, I could go down memory lane and blame my mom for everything. Or my grandfather. Anybody. If that didn't work, you know, just look in the phone book and pick somebody. Same thing. You want to blame somebody anyway. Just pick a name you don't know. Well, if that name hadn't have been there, I would have made it through the day. He tries to keep us busy. He tries to keep us convicted. He tries to keep us so far away and so far removed from the truth. I'm not biting into it anymore. I told somebody one time, they said, well, you ought to be like this and you ought to be like that and you ought to be this and you ought to be doing that. And I said, yeah, the last I heard, it's okay to be me. Just like it's okay for you to be you.
That's right.
Everybody has a place to jointly fit in a body. So some of you here are not happy with who you are. You'd rather be somebody else. You need to stop it. You're God's creation. You're unique, and He's in love with you.
Yes.
It is okay to be you.
Yes.
You just need to mortify some flesh if that's the case, but don't change you. Don't change the character He wants to develop in you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
There's never going to be another Candy. There's never going to be another Bronc. Nobody's going to be a duplicate or a clone of them. It's okay for Amber to be Amber and Davy to be Davy. And I've told Kate, I said, it's okay for Kate to be Kate. I don't want her to be a duplicate of me. God's got His own design for her.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Sometimes we do that to our children. The only one we need to be an express image of is Jesus. Some of you got to be getting free in this because you've been condemned and you've been condemning yourself. You want to be a big revelator and a spiritual doer. Well, God's got His own revelation for you. You just stay there and you keep talking to Him. He'll talk to you.
Yes.
He doesn't talk to me like He talks to my brother. And that's okay. I think my brother's an amazing man. But it's okay for the way the Lord shows me things. Sometimes it's in just a little image, and sometimes it's in dreams. A lot in dreams. He shows me a lot in dreams. I told him, I said, sometimes it used to be like downloading a computer. I'd just see all these flash things going through my mind real quick, and pretty soon the Lord would start teaching me on it, showing me scripture for it. I always told him I worked in reverse. God would give it to me, then I'd have to find it in scripture. But it's okay. As long as you're pursuing God with everything you know to do, you're okay. People need to start being a little more loyal to God. Amen?
Yes.
I like the way old David Hogan put it. He says, most of you, and I know it's not the case here because I've never seen so much love and worship in one place, but if you look at the body as a whole, and I've seen so many people blaming God for every situation, that's why I'm saying this. David Hogan put it, he said, most of you, he said, you're not loyal to your own dog. He said, or your family. Why would you be loyal to Jesus? See, that's sad, but there's some truth in that. But I told him, I said, everybody doesn't have good teaching. Everybody didn't have the knowledge that we have, that we've been blessed with through good mentors. But there's still no reason why we can't attain the highest mark of His call if we start causing what we say to mean something. Quit speaking defeat over our lives. Quit agreeing with the devil when you see the news. We can change things. If He said to the storm, peace be still, and it was, why can't we speak to it too? So right now, I want to speak to that spirit of death that's been over the body of Christ. An accident. We command its assignment to be destroyed. And nobody will go home until they're ready to go, until God said it is their time. Not a day before, not a day late. Because God knows when it's our real time. So we just want to shut every door that lets the enemy in. And sometimes it's ignorance. Sometimes you just can't get quiet enough to hear what He's trying to warn you about. Spend some time with Him and get quiet and listen. 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 Because He's looking for an end. He's looking for an opening. But if we trust God, we can shut every door. I had a dream about it once where a big pack of demons were trying to get into every window and every door, and I'm running around as fast as I can, shutting every door and every window, trying to protect the people. One person can't possibly do it all, but God will honor one person's prayer. That's what I like about here. I've seen such an easy flow of unity. Body work. Everybody involved. We need that all through the body of Christ, because I hate to tell you folks, but according to Scripture, it's going to, in the natural, be disastrous. But we can have a peace that passes all understanding, and we'll hook many from the jaws of hell because of where we walk. Wouldn't it have been something at the tsunami if somebody walked in enough faith to go there and raise 3,000 from the dead? Don't you think that would have changed some lives? We can get there. I believe we can get there. And I'm going to see it before I go home. My eyes will see the glory of God in action. Hallelujah. In 2 Samuel, I'm going to read two versions. One's going to be the Amplified, and one's going to be the regular Bible, but I'm going to go with the regular first. It's 2 Samuel 22, verse 26. We need for our words to mean something. We need for it to have the same integrity as if you wrote out a contract and put your seal on it. We need to believe that when God says by the stripes of Jesus, His integrity, His word is good, and we can send that and people will get healed. Now, I have been practicing that by phone. And a friend of mine called me. They had found a mole on their son. His age was 10. And it looked cancerous. And it was really a bad looking thing. So we agreed and we prayed over the phone. We cursed the root of it. And when he went to the doctor, took him to the doctor probed on it and it fell off in his hand, dead. Amen. We have to believe that when we send the word, it's going to accomplish what we send it to do. We have to believe that. He didn't say the storms would never come. But it's how we are in those storms that perfects us. So if you come out of that storm still doing this, you're going to break the devil's back. He can't stand that. He can't stand it. Now, he may go and regroup and try to find another way to attack you, but that one assignment will be over. Amen? But whoever said he'd quit, they don't know the same devil I know. He never quits. That's about the only thing you can say in his favor. He never quits. But he never wins either if we don't let him. Amen. Every war will have casualties. Natural wars, spiritual wars. But if we can get the people to grab what God's trying to do in their heart and in their spirit through worship and prayer and meditation of the Word, we can overcome these battles. We can come out with victory. We can be coming back with some of that giant fruit. Amen. We're going to go into the promised land. I'm going to bring back a whole bunch of grapes. And I can lift them too. I'm not a power lifter like my brother. But I can lift them. I had to work on the farm with them. 26, it says, with the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. God's going to show you. But the Amplified reads it this way. It said, toward the loving and loyal, you will show yourselves loving and loyal. And with the upright and blameless, you will show yourself upright and blameless. That's how simple that gets. He makes it so simple with our nature. If we don't crucify that carnal nature, it makes it hard to do. Because the first thing he'll tell you is to love everybody like I love you. And so, you know, that's easily said until somebody does something real mean to you. Now, see, my daughter, she went through a real nasty divorce. The man was a Christian. Cold as the day is long. Never let the Lord do anything in his heart. My daughter did everything that he wanted her to do. Went to every counselor. Did everything. And he still wanted a divorce. because she'd pet the dog sometimes before she said hello to him, and he wouldn't talk to her for a week at a time. Where do you see the love of God in that? So she asked me, she said, Mom, she said, I can't do this anymore. Can I get a divorce? And I said, yeah, you can. Mental cruelty is every bit as bad as physical. Worse, I think, sometimes. I could take the beatings better than I could take the mental abuse. He wrote me a letter, and he said, I didn't want a divorce. He said, I was a biblical husband in every sense of the word. So I prayed about it because I didn't want my flesh to get in the way, because, you know, I'm a mom. It's not always easy when they're your kid. But I prayed about it for 2 weeks before I'd answer him. And I said, when she was hurting, I said, did you wrap your arms around her and tell her how much you loved her? I said, oh no, you couldn't have done that because you weren't talking to her. And I told him, I said, and as far as the divorce went, I said, you have me a little bit confused since you filed 3 times to say you didn't want one. And I said, but I love you, and I'll always pray for your freedom. And I said, but you didn't know what biblical meant, because you'd have had to understand the love of God first. And I said, Jesus died for the body. He said to love them like he loved us. I said, I did never see you lay your life down for her ever. And I said, not saying she was perfect. She wasn't. Nobody is. But I said, you took a bruised and beaten reed when she met you. And I said, and then you tried to break it in two. I said, that's not God. And I said, you need to get to know Jesus. I said, and I will pray for you that you get to know him. And I said, no, and I don't have any anger or malice toward this man, but he's not telling the truth. He'll never be free as long as he always blames everybody for his troubles. We need truth. As painful as it is sometimes, we need truth. God loves him as much as he loves my daughter. And I would never pray a wrong prayer over him. But my daughter had a right to be free. So I told her, I said, you do what you feel like God's telling you to do. She didn't have much choice since he put her out on the street. So God moved in and intervened, and now she is free. And she's healing up finally. See, she understood it when the world treated her that way, but she didn't understand that when a man said he was a Christian did. But that goes both ways. It can be a man or a woman being abusive, saying they're loving God. And all it is they've never allowed God to heal their heart or deal with the strongholds in their life. I wanted God to prune me, and I wanted him to clean me up. Painful as it is. Because I want to be everything he's called me to be. And to this day, if he ever called me and asked me for help, I'd help him. I have no ill will. And I told her too, I said, you have to forgive and let go. Because you can't allow anything or anybody to become an excuse as to why you're not serving God the way you should. Amen. And she agreed. She agreed. So the things that I want to tell you mainly is, be of good cheer. Jesus is alive and well, and he's working in you as long as you allow him to. The Holy Spirit hasn't left. He hasn't got fired. He's still on the job. Amen. Everybody kept saying these angels were giving them all their instructions, and, you know, I'm blonde now. So I asked them, I said, did somebody fire the Holy Ghost? I said, I didn't know he could be fired. You're getting all your instructions from an angel? Wow. I said, somebody help me. I didn't get that. This is my disguise. I can look real blonde when I ask these questions. Secret agent. I had somebody tell me one time I was real naive, and I said, okay. If that makes you feel better. I saw devils when I was a little kid. Had prophetic dreams ever since I was in the second grade. But if you want to think I'm real naive when it comes to the tactics of the devil, feel free. Just gives me more room to work. It's okay to counteract the devil. Amen? In verse 49, and then I want to pray for some of you, because it's so good. Now, how many of you know the devil's violent? And he has hit us with a violent force, has he not? But the Lord has delivered us from every evil thing. Amen? It says in verse 49, And that bringeth me forth from mine enemies, thou also hast lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. I am delivered. I'm healed. I'm set free. Anybody that can do that in front of a whole group is free. I can boogie with the best of them. Glory. Hallelujah. Can I pray for you? I'm going to pray for some of you. Just lift your hands. I've seen you going into a whole another level with God. And I think that's awesome. It just radiates off you. So, Lord, I just thank you for her. Because she wants more of you and less of her. It's obvious. Jesus, release your glory in her. I want to pray for you, Penny. You're a girl after my own heart. You're tough. You're not going to take no junk from the devil. But I know you're wonderful. But you know what? You're awesome. So Lord, I just thank you for that you give her a new strength and a new peace and mercy. He's given you that gift of mercy. So Lord, I just thank you for as you take her into those places. I see him taking you and just putting his arms around you and just sitting on a rock with you somewhere. It's just so awesome because I've seen it like a big meadow and a waterfall. But just awesome because he just wants to fellowship with you. Jesus, bring her into that peace. Thank you. Is he good? He's good. Bronk and Candy, I want to pray for you. Kate, can you stand up here with me? Kate's a learning minister. Just raise your hands because God's getting ready to do something really good. Good. I can feel him saturating already. Holy Spirit is going to breathe on you. I love it. You know, when you're on the front lines, but you're like a war horse, you know, I see you chomping at the bit, ready just to let the devil come. But he's going to instruct you in even further on how to annihilate it. He's skilling your hands for war. Jesus, release your glory in him. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. because we need to skill our hands for war. We don't have time to be milksops. We need to be on meat. There was nothing weak and wishy-washy about the Lord. Nothing. He said the devil couldn't take me until I said I was ready to go. He's not taking and destroying anymore. We're not giving him any more ground. We're going to go in his camp and take back what the devil stole. Amen? Come on, Barbara. Get some of this war stuff going on here. You just lift your hands, girl. You getting ready? I see behind this, if you look at this hand, it's all delicate and pretty, like a velvet glove. But I'm here to tell you, this woman has an iron fist. And when she slaps the devil, he knows it. But the velvet glove has done not ever bruise or hurt the people. Amen? So Lord, I thank you for the iron fist and the velvet glove. I thank you that she can take that devil and just slap him into next Sunday. Jesus, release your glory in her. Hallelujah! Glory! How many of you want to beat up the devil? Raise your hands. Stand up. Let's pray. Because there's an anointing here that will hit you. You just get yourselves ready. Prepare your hearts. Don't let the devil take any more ground away from you. Don't let him. Don't let him. Don't let him. You have authority. You're the ones in control. You take it and run with it. You take the word out and annihilate him with it. So, Father, I just thank you for each and every person here. I thank you that they can and will become the warriors you've called them to be. That they can walk upright before you and they'll not look to the left or right. And when you show them something that needs to change, it'll change in Jesus' name. It'll change. It will change. It will change. God has a plan and a purpose for you. Don't let the enemy steal it. Amen? Amen. I want you to come up front, man. Homer, I want you to come up too. Matt, I want you to come up. I mean, you may be doing controls, but come up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell them, I receive
everything
you have for me. I'm strong. Let the strong say they're strong. Hallelujah. You're overcomers. You're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy steal your peace. Don't let him. Don't let him. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift your hands. God's got something going on with you. That's good. It's going to be better. You ready? You love him so much. But I see another move of compassion coming in your life. That's what breaks the yoke. Jesus, release your glory in her. Take a deep breath. There he is, Jesus. Hallelujah. Is your wife in here? Oh, okay. Can. Should. I want to pray for you together because together you're so strong. You've come a long way since I've been here, Homer. That's so awesome. Come here closer. I'll pray you both together, but I'm going to pray for you right now anyway. Because I've seen where your heart had been fragmented at times, broken. That the Lord's pulling them all back into place. Like a puzzle. You know how it fits real good? When a puzzle is put together perfectly, it just fits and it makes a beautiful picture. See, He's pulling all those fragments back into position. And you're becoming one whole person. Where all those wounds were. I see Him going in, and then He's going to seal it with the Holy Ghost so that puzzle can't be pulled apart anymore. Isn't that awesome? Because He just loves you, Homer. He loves you. You feel me? Father, I just thank you as you release your glory, Homer. Take a deep breath, Homer. He's here. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Many of us have been fragmented through pains and sorrows, things that was done wrong in our lives. But it's not greater than what God did. It's not greater. He can heal every place. I just love you guys. Father, I just thank you. I just thank you that individually they're both strongly called. But together, Lord, it's so powerful the enemy can't penetrate it. I thank you for the unity and the love and the devotion they have for you in me. It's going to be a light to many. So Jesus, release your glory in me. Take a deep breath. Jesus. Ah, oh, there he is, Matt. Another one. Ah. Prayed for Homer ahead of time, but I wanted to pray for you as a couple because you both love God so much. You're both beautiful. But I see good changes coming because that breakthrough's come through different emotional healings. So Lord, I just thank you for the increase of goodness and blessings. I thank you for the light that they are. Jesus, release your glory. Take a deep breath. He's here. Jesus. 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 Your wife has a lot of wisdom, honey. She has a lot of wisdom. And he's going to give her an increase in it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you have come and want some more prayer, I know we prayed this morning too, and it's good, and I felt the presence so strong. But if any of you want prayer, I'll be happy to pray with you. Just come on up. Otherwise, I'm going to turn this back over to Bronk. Come on up. Because God's moving on you now. Even as we're speaking, I can see him touching you. Thank you, Jesus. He's doing something. Just rest on him. You ready? Everything she needs, Lord, you knew before she asked. Jesus, release your glory in her. Take a deep breath. Deep. Love him, don't you? Jesus. Been bruised a little. So Lord, I just thank you for she can go in and touch his places. Bring her closer. Draw her in. Heal those places. Heal those places. Jesus. You got a lot of love in you. He sees that. But you can bend yourself too much sometimes. So Lord, I just thank you for heal those places. Jesus! Take a deep breath. There he is. Excuse me, folks. As you see, I have no shame. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready for some real freedom?
Yes.
Good. Lift your hands. Father, I just thank you for it. I thank you for going deep into her spirit. Jesus, release your glory in her. Are you ready? Jesus. There it is. There it is. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Jesus, release your glory in her. There it is. It's okay. He loves you, honey. He loves you. He loves you. Give her more. 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 I see something breaking. It's like the enemy had this band around you. Kind of clouded your thinking. That it's breaking. And you're going to start seeing who you are in him. Grab it. Grab it. Thank you, Jesus. Everything he needs you. Jesus. Ooh. Release your glory in him. Take a deep breath. You know, you really can do all things through him. You can. You ready? He's going to exchange his weaknesses for your strength, Lord. You're going to move in a big way in his mind and in his heart. Jesus. Take a deep breath. Give it more. 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 Sure loves you. Don't forget how much. He does have a plan and a purpose for you. You can accomplish it. He said, just be strong in him. Be strong. He'll help you. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready for some change? God's moving on you already. Jesus, release your glory in him. Take a deep breath, son, he's here. Jesus, give him more. Lord and Holy Spirit. Set patterns are breaking. More fire coming in. It's going to be awesome. God loves you.